inviting the sound of the chimes to come into your ears as you lay down on your mat. Just gently laying down, feeling the mat against your back, your knees, your feet. Breathing, letting the belly rise and fall without any effort. Noticing what's happening in the body right now. When you're ready, on the next inhalation, bringing the arms and stretching them all the way up above your head, as if you could just be reaching a little bit further and breathing in and out right here. Feeling, holding, or releasing. One side of the body might feel differently as you stretch. And now stretching the feet all the way out, letting the toes point towards the wall, and just holding here for a moment, breathing in and out, and then releasing and relaxing, bringing the arms back to the sides of the body with the palms up. Breathing here for a moment. Any thoughts or emotions might be arising right now, and just noticing them, and gently escorting the mind right back to the mat, the body on the mat. Feeling your skin as the air gently envelops the whole of your body. And bringing the knees to a folding position, feet firm on the floor. With your spine just gently forming an arch. Grasping the knee with both hands and gently pulling the knee into the chest. A nice stretch of the thigh as you're bringing knee into the chest. And releasing and letting the foot fall gently onto the mat. Breathing in and out right here. And grasping the opposite knee with both your hands, bringing the knee all the way in to your chest, as if you're gently caressing the leg into the body, holding breathing in and out, and releasing your hold, bringing the foot down to the floor. Knees remain bent. Noticing there's an arch right on your in your back and your spine, between your lower spine and your rib cage, and feeling how it might be to flatten your back all the way down to the mat, just seeing if you can hold together your buttocks to flatten that arch. This is called a Kegel in the medical world. And releasing the buttocks, allowing the arch to appear. And feeling how that might be in the hips or the lower back. And trying that one more time again, holding the buttocks, flattening the back, breathing in, breathing out, releasing. Now grasping both knees together with your arms around your calves, bringing both of your knees up to your chest, and if you can, bringing your head up to your knees. If that's not possible, no straining. Just allowing for what is, and releasing, again bringing both knees into a position of rest as your feet touch the floor. And breathing here for a moment. Letting your arms be wherever they feel comfortable. And turning to the side, either the right side or the left side, just gently bring yourself to your side. With your knees kind of at a 90 degree angle, and your head against the floor, and the arm resting where it feels most comfortable. Now raising one of your legs all the way up as far as you possibly can without too much strain, and grasping the back of your thigh, gently pull the leg just ever so gently into a nice stretch towards the head, and releasing. And again, bringing the leg, holding it with the, you have the left leg, hold it with your left arm, just encircle the kneecap with your hand and gently glide the leg into the upper part of your body, and release, feeling what that might feel like as a stretch, and gently bringing the leg all the way down to your mat. Side could be on your left or your right side. and just leaning on your arm with your head. Your knees are bent at a 90 degree angle. Raise the opposite leg up to the ceiling as far as you can, and then give a gentle assist with the arm and hand behind the knee, inviting the leg to stretch into the body again. And then gently letting go. And on the next inhalation, bringing the leg gently into the body again. Mindful of any comfortableness or uncomfortableness with this, and letting go, and bringing the leg right down to the mat. And following this movement, we're going to come up into what they call a table position with both of our hands supporting us, the upper part of our body, and our knees about a shoulder width apart. It reminds me of, when we're, you know, like a four-legged animal, you know, just, or a baby just learning how to crawl. You know, just holding the position right there and feeling what that support is like in your upper body, perhaps on your knees. And what I'm going to talk about right now is called the child's pose. It's not on your list of poses, but it's a pose that you can use whenever you feel as though you need to completely release any position that you're in, that it might have been a strain. Or sometimes I just do this when I need to stretch my back. It's a great back stretch. So in this table position with the two arms supporting your upper torso and your knees, bringing your heels together and your toes together as if you're forming like a little triangle in your lower body, and then sliding your buttocks all the way back on top of your heels as your hands are go forward, and just allowing your forehead, if it's comfortable, to touch on the mat, and breathing in and out from this position right here. Just completely letting that stretch and breath come into play. Now coming up on all onto the table position again. And what we're going to do is called the cat and the dog. And coming into this, we're going to, for the cat, we're going to bring the head down through the arms and arching up the back. Just gently breathe in and out right from here, releasing and allowing the buttocks to come up and go out with the head pointed up. And breathing in, go right back in to cat. So your back is arched up, buttocks in. Dog, exhale, buttocks released, head up. And I want you to play a little bit here to give the spine a little bit of a workout, release, and breathing. Now coming down on your abdomen onto the mat, you can breathe in and out, just letting your cheek and your neck turn to one side of your body with your arms face down beside your body. And seeing how this might feel. and bringing attention to the breath, breathing in and lifting the chin and head right off that mat with some tension to the abdomen, raising both of your legs and your arms if possible, up just a few inches from the mat, and release, relax, and turning the head to the opposite side, and just taking a deep breath in and out, palms up, arms at your side, and taking another breath in, and raising your head, your cheeks, your chin, your shoulders, your arms, and your legs up a few inches from the mat, and holding it here, holding, feeling the breath coming in and out, holding, release, and relax again. Raising the arms, gently lifting the body up further. And this is sort of like a half of a table, if you'd like. And you just stretch the chin up to the ceiling if you can, as you keep your arms supporting the upper part of your body. The lower part of your body is touching the mat. You're just grasping hold of that lovely stretch in your abdomen and releasing and coming down to resting position. And now coming back up, going right into the table position again, with your arms supported firmly, the top of your body, and your knees are firmly supporting the lower half of your body. What I'd like you to do is find a focal point anywhere about eye length right now. So it could be a point on the wall somewhere, or an object that you might be looking at. Taking your right hand and lifting your hand up so it's parallel to your eyes, and right at the point where you're, you know, just parallel to where your focal point might be. And then lifting the opposite leg all the way up as far as you can, but not too far. And just breathing in and breathing out right there. And just noticing what's going on in your body. Any thoughts you might have, just notice them. And coming down to table position and doing the opposite, arm stretched up to eye length in front of you. And then raising the opposite leg straight out behind you and lifting. Maybe stretching into this as you notice something about balance here. Breathing in and out and in and out and coming back. And if you'd like, you can just go right back into child pose, releasing and relaxing right here. And now in the next few moments, we're going to be doing some leg stretching in a sitting position. So coming to sitting on your mats,
And just noticing how this sitting feels for a second. To gently be aware of that. And bringing both of your heels into your thighs and holding your feet with your hands possibly interlaced. Your knees are now outstretched. And you're forming a small triangle here. I'm feeling that stretch in your groin area. As you breathe in and out of this stretch, you're invited to even bring your toes up to your chest a little bit, just kind of using your hands to gently rock a little bit and get that stretch happening. And then release. And keeping one of the feet in to the groin area and letting one leg just go straight out. And letting your hands kind of glide down your left leg, if that's straight, and letting that happen as far as you can, and bringing the head down to the knee. And breathing in and out of this stretch. And release. And now doing the opposite leg. So putting the opposite leg straight out. And the other leg, bringing that leg into your body. And grasping your ankle bone or your shin with both of your hands. And just bring your forehead or your chin, whatever feels comfortable, as far as you can, down to maybe your knee or maybe not. Just stretch it right here, breathing in and breathing out. Okay, and now just kind of, okay, just kind of give yourself a little congratulations right there and come to a standing position and noticing how the feet feel firm against the floor, bringing both of the arms up above your head parallel, and now bringing the palms together and gently bring the palms to the center of your body, and then back down to your sides. Now turning with both arms to the left, just swaying to the left for a few minutes, feeling the stretch on the right side as the right arm arches over the head. The left arm is gently there on the left side of the body. Let's go to the opposite side, noticing how that feels. And coming back to center. And bringing the chin down to the chest, rotating the chin to the right shoulder, bringing the chin all the way up to the ceiling and around to the left, leading with the chin to the left shoulder, reaching up to the ceiling, falling over to the right shoulder, and back to neutral position. Taking the shoulders up to the ears and all the way back in a circular fashion, forward and backward. And do these rotations just for a few times.
I'm returning to the lying down position. Okay, so lying down on the floor with your back firm against your mat and your arms at your sides, palm up, your feet and heels supported in any way that needs to happen. Gently bring your attention to your breath and your abdomen, flowing in and out without any effort. Feeling your attention gently falling from the top of your head down your neck, like the soft breeze of summer drifting past your skin into your muscles, your bones. Feel your attention moving down through your shoulders, your arms, your hands, your chest, your belly, your hips and thighs, your legs and knees and ankles, even your feet and toes, letting physical sensation come to the foreground of your attention, accepting all that arises as we gently go into awareness. There may be stiffness or coolness, warmth or relaxation, tightness, noticing it all if possible, and just to be there with the stillness or motion of your body. Breathing in and breathing out. Feeling what this wonderful stretch might have brought to you. Opening the door. Inviting the sound of the bells to bring you back into your day in a refreshed and aware being.